Idiotech.
I am an Apple fan. I have an Apple.
Best phone ever. That's it.
I'm an iPhone hater.
Been one of the best things I've ever had.
Since I don't have one, but I talk to people that have one all the time and enjoy playing with them.
Today, we will be discussing the iPhone. Is it innately evil, or is it innately...
No, wait. You can't say that. We're not even talking about that.
Right.
Today, we will be discussing the iPhone, its luxuries, its drawbacks, and its effects on society. Do you remember the summer of 2007 when the iPhone first came out?
I do.
Do you remember the people that were camped outside the Apple stores for days just to get their hands on the iPhone?
Vaguely.
Well, it's very interesting to think about how such a device had created so much attention and so much craze in a relatively short period of time.
I guess, but if you think about it, it is pretty revolutionary. Your music playing device, your cell phone, put into one thing. You only need one battery to charge, one thing to keep up with, and you have internet in the palm of your hand.
You're right. That is a lot to be excited about. And for some people, like... This new technology can be taken to extremes.
I like it because it's like my baby. It's a computer that can walk.
My name's Jacob, J-A-C-O-B, last name Atkinson, A-D.
After a while, we just realized people mainly use their iPhone for entertainment.
If my phone's out in my hand, I'm probably Facebooking.
Facebook and MySpace, like, constantly updates, like, crazy.
How much do you Facebook with your phone?
90% of the time, probably.
90% of the time?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, however, this phone does have its drawbacks, like battery life, for example.
So, that's the only drawback is that then the thing only lasts a couple hours, and then it's done.
Not only is battery life an issue, but so is the lack of buttons.
I honestly cannot do all touch.
What we found out, although technology does seem to be uniting us, it is actually dividing us.
Here's what Doug Petten had to say about that.
It's funny, you'll see like people hanging out in groups and they're just looking at their phones, text messaging, or doing the internet stuff. And they don't really have an actual face-to-face conversation.
Not only has technology isolated us from our communities, but we have yet to think of what the future of digital technology is.
So we talked to a well-known environmentalist, Doug Fine, and he shared his views on technology and how it can positively affect our society before, during, and after the use of these devices.
I learned a lot when I lived in Alaska. Indigenous Alaskans of all types, Athabascans, Inupiaq and Yupik Eskimos, etc., Tlingits, they have always been very utilitarian in new technologies that they use. They never acted like a technology was a threat if it worked, and if it worked, they would incorporate it into their traditional way of doing things, and if it didn't, they didn't use it. So an example is, if it became easier to hunt a moose or a caribou when you had a gun, why would you still use a spear or a bow and arrow? That's kind of how I feel about technology, but the bigger picture is that sustainability has to be worked into that. The business model has to think about, for instance, from what I understand about Japan, just like we pay a surcharge when we go and get an oil change, we pay a surcharge so that the oil place, the Jiffy Lube, recycles that oil. They can't just dump it down the drain because that would poison everyone, right? But we don't have that with our electronic and digital age components yet in the US, but evidently Japan does. So, you know, it's one of the countries in the world that really cares the most about latest greatest gadgets, right? So if you're getting a new super duper phone or camera every year, you go back to the store and you can trade in your old phone and you don't just toss it in the landfill. And they have a system by law where the components are taken out and the things that might have to be mined from cause environmental destruction or plastic that comes from petroleum are reused in the next generation of products. So I have no problem with digital age technology as long as we incorporate the sustainability model into it.
Okay, I have a scenario for you. Imagine yourself in 1876, the dawn of the telephone. What would have taken months to receive a message was now drastically reduced to just seconds, and the world was getting that much smaller. And like with all modern technology, the phone, from its humble beginnings, evolved into something completely different. Pretty much with the world at the touch of our fingertips, with the iPhone, it is very exciting to think about where this new technology will head in the future.
Eventually, the iPhone is not going to be able to get much smaller. They're going to have to turn to a new direction. Possibly biomechanics? Maybe cochlear implants? The iPhone might even take on a new name. More like your iPhone. Being able to see your calls across your field of vision.
Hopefully, you have learned something new about the iPhone.
But we're out of time for today. Thank you for listening to
Idiotech.